Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Makes me think of the Cardinals, 1982. Wasn't this their song?
Yeah, 85.
82 was Boys of Summer, I think.
No, 82 was Celebration. That's
oh,
right.
Was? Okay.
85 was the Heat Is On.
Was it. Heat Is On.
Yes.
So every time I hear this song, I always give my wife trouble because she and her friend Denise, when this song came out, they'd had their own little dance routine that they did to this. So now Denise, who also married a guy named Mike, every time this song comes on, Mike and I will all go, okay, ladies, time for the routine.
There you go.
Let's see it.
When's the last time you saw it?
I've never seen it. We've been married 34 years. I've never seen this routine. I have a strong feeling it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what? I miss, speaking of the 80s, I miss aerobics. All the moms did aerobics in the 80s. Do you remember? Like, did your... or sisters do aerobics?
Yeah, what was the name of the show in the morning that would be on TV with the famous lady? And she would work out.
Jane Fonda?
Jane Fonda's workout
and
in the morning.
And like they would have the arm warmers and the leg warmers and the little step. Because you could do step aerobics.
Denise something?
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards had a whole big thing. Yeah.
My wife
watches Golden Girls all the time.
Love Golden Girls.
It's always on.
It's my favorite show.
So that's obviously the 80s time frame. And they had that whole thing where the girls were going to get in shape. So they took an aerobics class. And it's just when you see that, you're like, wow. So that's how people used to dress.
Well,
so
you could accomplish this same thing trying to kill flies in the kitchen.
You have flies in the kitchen?
Yeah. Well, not at the moment. But during
I feel like
summer.
It was like, I mean, you were ready to say that.
Well,
was it bothering you?
We had a fly infestation in our neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
So you just get the swatters in both hands and get to going and... You've lost 5 pounds.
Did they do the trucks? Were they spray?
You don't want to spray in the kitchen.
And if you have a little...
You know, you got the...
Was it just your kitchen or the whole neighborhood?
The whole neighborhood.
Sir.
We thought it was our kitchen.
Oh.
Georgianne got on the, what do you call it, the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
And sure enough, everybody had flies in the kitchen.
Was it the dead bodies that hadn't been cleaned out?
It's hard to say, Michael. All I know is there they were. You turn around, there's another one.
I do not like flies.
There was reference to the Golden Girls, which I remember watching when I was a kid, and I've heard something that I don't know that it's true, but the grandma, the old lady.
Estelle Getty.
She was the youngest of the five of them?
Exactly. Yeah.
I thought she wasn't
played
the
oldest.
Youngest. She was younger than her daughter.
Yeah,
she was... She was younger than Bea Arthur, but I don't think she was the youngest. I thought,
but still,
like,
that's crazy, right?
It's crazy. I thought Rue McClanahan was the youngest. I know all these ladies. And she was supposed to be 40!
And Betty White. Betty White was in that.
Bea Arthur was supposed to be 40 in that?
No, Rue McClanahan was. Blanche.
Blanche.
The slutty one.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. She was supposed to be like 40. Which
come
is insane.
On.
I
yeah.
know.
Right.
I know. Hey, I do have bad news for you guys. Norovirus is everywhere. Did you hear about that?
What is it?
Norovirus. That's the bad stomach one.
Oh, so you don't want that.
I have been Cloroxing everything that I've been touching here in Studio B. I don't have it. I just don't want to get it.
Why did you just bring this up out of the middle
because
of nowhere?
Because I heard it on the news, and I just think you guys should wash your hands and use Purell and Clorox wipes. And it's a PSA for everyone listening.
What's it do to you?
Vomiting and diarrhea.
For how long?
Multiple days. Why? Do you want it for a little bit?
Your options? Listen, it is post-holiday. I'd like to lose a couple pounds.
Well, that'll do it. That'll do it.
I'd like to have something to get.
You get that Nora O'Donnell virus, boy, you'll be looking
smelt. Well, here, hand me the juice. I
want
to wash
my
hands
now. Right.
It just makes me nervous when Amy, you know, immediately.
Well, I'm terrified of it.
Hey, you guys know about that three-legged
people
spider?
Are talking about being
sick.
Give
that to Elam over there.
Well, guess who's not afraid of it? Matt, would you like to tell these gentlemen your hot dog story?
I got a hot dog story.
Bring it.
I'm microwaving a hot dog for lunch here at work.
You know what they're made of?
That's what I eat for lunch.
Here at work.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
in that microwave?
In that microwave. Oh, it does not rotate either.
That's the most off-putting part. I just have to say this. Our microwave the thing doesn't spin, and it drives me nuts. It makes me want to vomit. It just feels wrong that it doesn't spin. Oh. It just, your food just sits there.
But I think hot dogs are borderline a fruit you should not be warming up in a public place.
I mean, you have to. So I slide the plate into the microwave, and by sliding the plate into the microwave, the hot dog kind of rolls, and it rolls off the plate.
Ooh.
Into the microwave, just sitting there.
Community microwave.
Now you got a dog in the ditch.
Yeah, so I still ate the hot dog.
I was very hungry.
I had to eat the hot dog. But then I'm thinking, you know what? It's not like food is touching the microwave, like the inside of the microwave. It's just the plate. It's always people's plates that are in the microwave.
But it spills and they slosh. And there's crumbs from food from, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, but you're microwaving the hot dog. It's going to kill all the bad stuff.
Are your tetanus shots up?
I think
today?
So. Yeah.
It kills everything.
Yeah. So can I'll be fine. I was really hungry that day.
Can I ask, was this immediately before you were violently ill for 3 days?
I think it was before, now that I think about it.
Well, you had a little cold, did you?
I had a bit of a stomach bug a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It could have been this O'Donnell virus. What's that?
You might have had the
I think I did.
North, whatever we call
the Nor-O'Donnell virus.
The Nor-O'Donnell virus.
If your body is weathering a hot dog, you're probably able to weather whatever virus
the hot dog?
Might be. Come on, brother. I mean, it's
it
not
could
like,
be the most perfect food.
Come on.
You think about the hot dog and where it's come from.
What it's encased in, and what it's
got,
made of.
Well, you got a bun on that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Bread right there. It's one of the four food groups. You got the hot dog sitting right there.
Yeah.
I remember Dad telling me about the hot dog king in Detroit.
Yeah.
He had the Coney Island shops, you know, and the poor guy passed away. And so his coffin was
a hot dog?
Hot dog bun.
No, it wasn't.
No way. Is that true?
And the people, when they'd come by,
they'd squirt mustard on it.
They'd throw packets of mustard and ketchup.
You are so full of it.
Well, you remember that was a big discussion forever.
I think his name was. Greek guy.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
But that was the big discussion a couple of years ago that everybody would say, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
It's not a hot dog.
It's meat between bread. That's pretty much what a sandwich is.
You throw some chili on that sucker.
There you go.
It's not a sandwich.
But Hancock, maybe YouTube tonight. How do they make hot dogs? And watch the YouTube and tell me if you still think it's the greatest meat maybe ever produced.
Well, it's a tube. I mean, it's
exactly.
You know,
it's a meat.
It's a tube.
Exactly.
A tube full of meat. What could possibly be better than a tube full of meat?
Yeah.
You know, you people, all you liberals out there, you fill it full of tofu and call it meat.
What's wrong with that?
Well, exactly. It's not meat, but the hot dog,
it's a step
for the most part, is meat.
He's John Hancock. Michael Kelly's next to him. Mike Elam's across from me. I'm Amy Marks-Kors. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.